This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com.
We asked our hosts what Heritage Radio Network means to them. Listen in to hear what they had to say.
Hi, everybody. This is Carrie Diamond, host of Radio Cherry Bomb, and I'm here to tell you why I love Heritage Radio. It's all Dave Tatasciore, 100%. It's what keeps me coming back every Thursday. I pretend it's the pizza. I pretend it's the bomb squad, but it's Dave.
Do your part to keep Heritage Radio Network alive by supporting our summer drive at heritageradionetwork.org/donate.
It's a super spectacular mega show, the last of the summer before our break till fall. Mike Edison here, Arts and Seizures, and the A-Team of Idiots.
Wait a second. Not the usual gang.
I've got the A-Team here. Killing it here at Arts and Seizures.
It's a really big shoe, Mike.
It's a big shoe. And that's the Polish prince, the Count of Greenpoint, Pete Zaremba.
I'm back. The pizza's better here.
I got good news for you, Zaremba.
What?
You passed the audition.
Oh, thank you. But I heard Judy is breathing down my neck, but she's not.
She should be here.
She's chicken. Second. She didn't show up.
She had some brake trouble.
Judy McGuire. She's chicken. She's chicken.
I saw this on Championship Wrestling from Georgia one time.
That's right.
It didn't end well.
She doesn't have the nerve to step into this cage.
Here comes Judy McGuire with the folding chair.
Oh! All right. We're also joined today by every local woman.
Wait a minute. This place is so crowded, Mike. Who's here? Run down the guests.
It's incredible. We've got from popular
rock band. Look at your list, Mike. Look
Boss
at the list.
Hogg. None other than the lovely Christina Martinez and Mr. John Spencer.
Hello.
And back, defending his title as most appearances on Arts and Seizure, it's the pride of Clifton, New Jersey, beatnik number one. Maybe you know him from such bands as the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, and currently on the never-ending tour with Bob Dylan. And of course, when I say Stones, Beatles, and Dylan, I mean Sonic Youth, Pussy Galore, and Lydia Lunch. It's Bob Bird.
Bob Bird.
Bob, how's it going, man?
Awesome.
Oh, like who crazy
else is,
daddy.
Wait a second, who else is here?
Oh, we got
wait, that's not all, folks.
That's not all, folks.
who else
all
is
right,
here?
Well, it's a cavalcade of stars. They'll be arriving shortly.
It's a birthday boy, right?
We're celebrating Leo's this week. So shout out to
Mike Edison.
All those crazy.
Happy birthday.
All those crazy fire signs.
Mike, how old are you?
I just turned 103.
Hey, you look terrible.
But I feel good.
Well,
wait. So this guy goes to a doctor.
You look then.
Hey, and Peter Zaremba, you're no picnic either.
That's true. You know, I rode my bike down here today, Mike. I'm going green.
Well, you look like a million bucks. All green and wrinkles.
Yeah.
I think we better call security. I think the studio audience is going a little bit out of control because of the amazing cast. What do they got? They got a pizza margarita there. We're in fabulous Roberta's restaurant in Bushwick, Brooklyn, epicenter of hipness and cool. May I say?
I don't know why I'm here.
I know why. It's this Negroni that I got on your chair.
Free booze and pizza. That's
there
why
you
you're
go.
Here.
That's right. Thank you, Christina.
Arts and Seizure. Hashtag pizza whore. Right here.
Andy Warhol's birthday today and Elliot Smith.
Oh,
Andy.
It is a cavalcade of birthday stars, more stars than there are in the sky.
That's
well,
right,
I'll
honey.
Tell you guys what. I'm thrilled that you're all here for the last show. I couldn't imagine being surrounded by a more talented crew. And you've all
this is it, the last show ever.
The last show till September.
Mike Edison, ladies and gentlemen,
till September,
retiring from show business. You heard it here first.
Wow, I'm being pushed out. Edison is out. Spencer is in.
They're bringing in the new generation, Mike. What can you do?
You guys have all...
Hi, Todd. What?
You guys...
I got a question.
Oh, here we go.
John has a question.
Is there no dress code?
You don't like what I'm wearing. You know, and also today
it's
on today's
casual.
Show, you know, like my top hat. I'm wearing the top hat today because later I'm going to be doing magic tricks on the radio. This is going to be our new thing.
I like that.
I'm going to saw the rumba in half.
Ouch, that hurts. Oh, Mike.
And if he doesn't behave, I'm going to make him disappear.
All right, there you go. I'm making this Negroni disappear.
You're doing a fine job of it, you are. So, hey, listen, all you guys have been on the road. Pete's been on the road with the Flintstones.
I've been on the road.
You just came back from Italy. Boss Bob has been touring North America and going back to Europe, I think. And Bob Burt, you've been on the road with Lydia Lunch touring the United States.
That's true.
And John, where were you touring? Look, John's working on something.
I went to the Crate and Barrel. Went to Room and Board. I went to IKEA.
That's actually true.
That is true. Oh, you were there.
I went to the Target.
No, we were looking for a bed.
Ah,
really? No. I know our fans want to hear about Boss Hog shopping for a bed. So is it a king size bed?
It's a double.
A double?
Yeah.
Is it firm?
There may be some kinks.
I don't know. Mike, let's steer this. Getting a little personal
here.
It's
a kid's show. All it's a family right. show.
It's a family show, Mike.
Family show.
Is that a new policy?
Anyway, Mikey.
All right, I'll tell you what.
We prepared something for the kids.
Is it a cake?
Is it? If it's some entertainment, I think we should. If it's some entertainment,
we have a song for the kids.
All right, tell you what. We're really treat today to have Boss Hog, John and Christina here to turn in a number right here, exclusive on our
Classic.
It's a classic. We're going back. We're going way back. How far back are we going?
30 years.
You ready?
Yep. Got too big on the tall, no talk, no show, what you find. You better know that I'll do you in girl to what I please, cause I'm nothing but a country.
Fuck you!
Fill your head with bullshit, lead you on to nothing. Fill your head with lies and anything. Get you where I want you, down on your knees, cause I'm nothing but a country.
Fuck you!
Got a lot of girls trying to pass my test. Yeah, I take what I need and I throw away the rest. Always come back, cause we're so fucking dumb. I'll tell you, baby, I'm number one. You're really something, think you're really special. For what I'll do to you, I should burn in hell. Gonna suck you dry, fuck the birds and the bees. That's nothing but a contest.
Fuck you!
A lot of girls trying to pass my test. Yeah, I took what I need and I throw away the rest. Always come back cause we're so fucking dumb. I'll tell you, baby, I'm number one. Think you're really something, think you're really special. For what I did to you, I should burn in hell. Gonna do you a girl to what I please, cause I'm nothing but a cunt tease.
Fuck you!
Nothing but a cunt tease.
You!
Nothing but a con tease. All right, that is not a boss hog song. I was trying to do my best angry Spencer there, but I didn't really.
Bringing me way back.
The angry Spencer.
Back when he was angry.
Back, what happened?
He met me.
Does anybody remember anger?
Not here.
2017 is such a beautiful, beautiful
world.
Such
a happy year.
Well, I've been waiting for my paisan, my homegirl, Judy McGuire, my favorite Jersey girl, to talk about the President of the United States, the incumbent President of the United States, who's currently vacationing in our home state, Bob Burt, currently residing in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Mike, it's not a vacation. There are a lot of phone calls, a lot of meetings, a lot of important work.
A lot of slices of cake. A lot of slices of cake. So what's you know, my
he's out of the White House so that they can redo the carpets and the heating and the electricity.
The White House is
and
dump.
Build it.
Dump.
Well,
it's a bit of a dump, you know.
It's no grace.
They need 17 days to try to get all of that laundry
dumpy
clean.
Shit
the
out.
Sheets and the it's pillows.
No,
and
it's no Graceland.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, like Graceland, when he dies, we'll just bury him out in the backyard like a hamster.
God.
Hopefully, they'll bury him alive casino style.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was going to put together some New Jersey blues, but I decided that no one could do it better than Uncle Floyd, so we're going to take a short break.
Uncle Floyd, is he here too?
Break
he's
already?
Here in spirit. So
what kind of show is this?
What kind of show is this? The fastest half hour in entertainment, baby. All right, so...
he's taking a break already, Mike. I can't believe it.
Who needs a break? Does anyone here need a break?
I don't need a break, Mike. No. We don't want a break.
Have the Fleshtones ever been on Uncle Floyd?
Yes.
Oh!
On the same show with the Four Seasons, minus... Frankie Valli.
So three seasons. Yeah. So if Frankie Valli were a season, which would he be?
I don't know. I'm not from New Jersey.
We have four seasons. If you were a season, which season would you be?
Winter, for sure.
I'd be summer.
This reminds me of the last time you guys were on here and we played the newlywed game.
That's right.
And John, if you were a professional baseball player, which one would you be?
Mookie.
Multi.
Sleepy? Grumpy? Dopey? All right, Dave, you got that kid?
Cue it up, Dave.
This is dedicated to the President of the United States, but I love New Jersey, and so does Bob Bird, I know. We'll be back in a second on Arts and Seizures.
Here's a little song. I want to thank WNEW-FM for helping me out with a little song I wrote called Deep in the Heart of Jersey. Oh, the factory smoke will make you choke. Deep in the heart of Jersey and the city rats running big packs. Deep in the heart of Jersey, oh, the parkway man takes up water from your hand. Deep in the heart of Jersey and Route 17, the traffic there is mean. Deep in the heart of Jersey.
Brandon Boy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Oh, sounds like Roberta's also has a space drum. All right, we're back. Arts and Seizures. Mike Denson here with the Cavalcade of Stars,
oh,
Peter
man,
Zaremba.
Too many. More stars than are in heaven.
more grains of sand. The beautiful Christina Martinez, Mr. John Spencer from Boss Hog, and of course, retaining his title, Mr. Bob Burke, Beatnik number one.
Ow!
Like crazy, Daddy-O. So, what's next, Bob Burt? You got a bunch of things coming up. You've been touring with Lydia Lunch. I know there's a lot of stuff.
The fabulous Lydia Lunch.
Touring with Lydia Lunch.
The Sophie Tucker of punk
has
rock.
Been wonderful. Our next show is November 30th in London. On September 10th, I got a gig with the Wolf Manhattan Project, which is Mick Conley.
I love that.
Oh, great.
Kid Congo Powers
I
with the makeup.
That.
Wait, where is
Kid
that?
Kid Congo.
At South Street Seaport.
Oh,
it's a
yeah.
Jonathan Toobin
How
production.
Much does it cost to get in?
I have no idea.
It's free.
Probably. It's free.
It's free.
For
it's
you guys?
Free to the public.
For you?
Whatever, double.
Whatever the ticket is, three times as much. And then...
Well, tell us more.
On October 26th, for the third time in a row, I'll be curating the Cramps Halloween Bash Sally Can't Dance at Bowery Electric. You guys are put on the spot right now to return. And,
we're going to be in Europe then. Sorry.
So you're curating the Cramps.
We got it, yeah.
that's so Nouveau Bowery.
Yeah,
speaking of the Nouveau Bowery, Judy McGuire, who's part of the Vanishing
Missing.
New York.
Missing.
Late,
missing.
Missing. Sitting in for it right now is would-be Warhol superstar Christine Montreal. Welcome back.
How's your Negroni, Christine?
That's strong.
Oh, all right. I know you're all waiting for me to cut Peter's rumba in half.
Ouch.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to seeing Boss Hogg at Asbury Park. Speaking of New Jersey, at the Oyster Fest.
That's right, at the Wonder Bar.
The Wonder Bar. And it's also Oyster Festival.
September 9th. So come out to see Boss Hogg by the seashore, and then you can get back to the city to see... Bob, play with the Wolfman Project.
That's it. Boss Hogg on the half show.
No, you're playing on the 10th.
There's
playing
too much going on.
You can do both.
Too much happening.
And Mike, if I could also throw something in here, Boss Hogg will be appearing at the NYU Skirball Center on the 8th of September. With the crazy light show.
The
Jonathan Livingston Seagull light show.
Oh dear.
You know, you remind me a lot of Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Actually, it's your freedom. It's and your whiteness.
Oh,
I was going to address, you know, we were talking about the Vanishing New York and Judy most recently seen.
She's vanished. She's
celebrating
not, she never
Jeremiah
came.
Moss's new book, The Vanishing New York. And we're going to talk about that because I think, I honestly think in its own way, your rehearsal space, where you guys were, is probably like the last bastion of like this little cave of creativity in a neighborhood. Ooh. Where Avenue B used to stand for Beware and it now stands for Avenue Bistro.
There's been a lot of creativity spilled in there.
A lot spilled,
it's
being
a
the
well.
Operative word.
It's tap. We have a well that goes right down to the core.
Pretty good. Have you guys...
Once Nats is home.
Many people have lived there. John, you've slept in there.
Recently?
No.
Exiled?
Not recently.
Tell me more about this bed you're buying. It's so hard to find a good mattress these days. summer blockbusters, Peter Zaremba. I know you've been to the movies.
Look, let's hear about those movies.
I want to say something. I did the big tour. That's why I'm drinking these Negronis, because I got back from Italy. Two D's when I got back to New York. First of all, I've drunk it at Delmonico's, but I finally ate it at Delmonico's because it was restaurant week. $29 for a prefix lunch. So we all went down there.
Delmonico's, I believe, the longest operating restaurant in New York City.
I think that's true. Did you have the Delmonico
German,
cut?
Right?
I did not have the Delmonico cut because that was an addenda of an extra $16. But I did have the baked Alaska, which is
very classic
associated with Delmonico's.
And flambé
and Batman.
We had Batman. we had the lobster
Sarah Palin.
Newberg.
Oh. And did you like that?
Lobster.
No, it's horrible. But
it's horrible. one of the classics I don't agree
but
with.
No, Delmonico's is wonderful. And actually, if you go there, it's better just to get drunk at the bar.
And what other summer movies have you seen?
When is that D. not better?
Yeah.
Okay, another D was we all went to see Dunkirk because we're big fans of
war?
Mr. Nolan.
Of war? No, like young people dying?
I know. Of Harry Styles.
Haven't enough people given their life for the Fleshstones already, Pete?
Okay, Christine, you mentioned Harry and...
No, Christina did. Christine did not.
Chris. My son, who's up on these young people things, did tell me that...
Harry Styles is in it.
That Nolan realized that he couldn't kill off Styles and not... not survive the storm that would have occurred. So the Styles character does live. I don't want to give a, that's not a spoiler.
Oh, you know what? Okay, I want to see it.
I know. Mike is all pissed off.
No, you know what? Did you see it in 70 millimeter?
We got thumbs up from Peter, Mike.
I give it thumbs up.
Yeah, well, I give it two decidedly thumbs down for the most depressing piece of shit I've ever seen. Seriously, I wanted to leave after 40 minutes. I realized, but maybe.
Well, you already
knew. You know what? Maybe it's me.
How long is the movie?
I've had, you know what? Thank God it's not a 2 hour movie. It's only about 90 minutes long, which is one of the few good things
I thought it was going for.
And I like Christopher Nolan. It's one reason I went. It's because I like mostly I like all of his other pictures. I thought the time shifting in this was a little pretentious. I don't think it was good story making. But mostly, I was watching it and feeling just
time
just,
shifting,
just sinking, just sinking into this like hole of like dark depression. It was like, you know what? You know, Bob
it was depressing.
You know, when Bob did, when Bob did war. Well, yeah, but you know what? And I'm not anti. I'm not anti-war movie per se.
I don't think that was Dunkirk you were at. You were at the emoji movie.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm pro-emoji. I'm anti-war.
I'm very pro-emoji.
I wish I could do this whole radio show on emojis.
I give it a qualified thumbs up.
How many bags of popcorn?
I'm not a popcorn eater.
I get Twizzlers. It's a very good value.
Because of your diverticulitis.
Twizzlers, you get them. You go to the deli. You get the Twizzlers. Only $1. It's a very good value.
So they last.
They last a long time.
My last words on Dunkirk. It was a surprisingly intimate film. For an epic.
And you know what it was reminded me of? Like Gilligan's
Kind of
Island.
Like our new bed.
Oh, there you go. Back to the bed. There's too much going on, my friend.
I don't know. I mean, Dunkirk didn't remind you of like Gilligan's Island gone horribly wrong?
You know what? Jim Backus, it would have been better with Jim Backus in the film, I have to say.
I think you could say that about just about anything.
Just about anything, right? I wish Jim Backus could be here now.
But. I wish he was here at the radio station.
No, you know what I thought?
What do you think?
Well, you know, when Bob Dylan gave his speech for the Nobel laureate, he was talking about, was it All Quiet on
the Western
Front?
Did he finally do that?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
He did. You must have been in Europe.
I thought he sent Patti Smith as his stooge.
And it was all about like what you could build with coconut shells.
But, you know, he said, after reading that book, he says, it made me never want to read another book about war, and I never did. And I wish I got my lesson about watching war movies. I mean, I should have stuck with the apes.
Bob was right, as usual.
It was just horribly, horribly depressing. And, you know, I mean, I know it was like big. The planes were great.
Actually, it wasn't that big. My point is it was small.
I don't know.
Well,
you know, objects in your rearview mirror.
Nobody's going to pick that up. Peter Zermas is laying it out there.
I'm done.
Well, John Spencer picked up what you're laying down.
We've spent enough time on Dunkirk.
Zremba, the Polish king of Greenpoint.
what the most profound thing Bob Dylan ever said?
What?
In Patterson, that's just the way things go.
Oh,
you know, Bob says a lot of good shit, man. That's why he is here all the time. That's why he's our current Nobel Poet Laureate.
He spent a lot of time in New Jersey, Bob Dylan.
That's right.
Allen Ginsberg and Lou Costello.
There you go. Lou Costello. Come on.
Frank Sinatra.
The real Costello.
the real Costello. Well, holy cow.
The one who was actually born Costello.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't be saying that, right? Should I?
Well, other
John, we're putting you on the spot. Weigh in. We're digging up a lot of controversy here. Should we play music?
Wow, look, Mike's getting his guitar.
Mike, guitar.
Mike, it's entwined.
The plants.
Who put that fern here? Was Stevie Nicks a guest on the show earlier?
For people at home who can't see, Mike's guitar neck was entangled in a vine that's growing down the studio window.
Wait, I'm going to pull this rabbit out of my hat.
What about his instrument?
Okay. Apropos the song you just sang,
yes. You
know, girls who sit like this will never kiss, but girls who sit like this will do this like this.
Nice.
Wow. The Sputnik era humor of Pizza Rumba.
Do you do that on stage?
Absolutely never. Never. I haven't done that in a long time. In fact, I've never done that. I saw two girls do it.
Do it. That's good. I like it.
You guys talk among yourselves.
All
right, wait. What other summer movie? Dunkirk?
Bell Bottoms. Oh, I mean Baby Driver.
Baby Driver.
Is that good?
It's fantastic, and John is in it.
Soundtrack.
John's in it?
Yes, John's in it.
Let's talk about this.
Yes.
So I know Christine Montreal, there were some questions you wanted to ask John Spencer about his motivation for the part he played as prison guard.
Oh, yeah. Where did you get that method kind of walk that you were working on? And
the walk is the best. No, I have to say, if anybody's seen it, but the chewing gum.
No, I want to see the chewing gum in that scene. Can we repeat the title again for the international audience?
Baby Driver by Edgar Wright.
Okay.
Great film this summer. Summer's blockbuster.
David, some claps.
It is a great film, and featuring the most unlikely prison guard.
And they're being sued by
Mark
Boland's son.
Oh no!
Yes, for playing Deborah.
I want to get in on that too.
Spencer, you gonna sue? There's big money.
Come on, Mike, get in on this lawsuit. I'm against them. A song or what? Mike's lost the tune up.
Wait, we're playing another song?
Okay, so Baby Driver.
In the meantime, let's hear a little bit.
I did this for reasons I don't remember. On Her Majesty's Secret Service by Ian Fleming. I am rereading it for the third time. And I have to say, it's not that good. But I am spending.
But I got nothing else to do?
I am spending my next holiday in France at this fabulous place called Royal des Eaux, because it seems like a lot's going on there.
Okay. Still. But before you get there, you're going to the Big Nickel.
That's right. The Fleshtones are finally. And we're going to Yankee Stadium next
Friday.
What's
that about? You throwing out the.
What? I have to say, I am bringing my dad's old Joe Pesci mitt, because I'm expecting a call from Joe Girardi. When we're there, I think you know what? It's the Yankees versus their nemesis. Who are they?
The Boston Red Sox.
The guys with the beards.
The Red Sox.
There's going to be more beards than there at that in Williamsburg.
Than the tiki bar, Roberta's.
That's right. I'm telling you, Dave doesn't like that one. The clean-shaven David, I might say.
He looks good. He looks young. Well, all right.
There we go. Anyway, yeah, next Friday pre-game, the Fleshtones are at the food court or whatever it's called.
At the food, you're playing the food court?
Yeah, we're playing the outfield
experience. When Jerry Lee Lewis played, he played on the pitcher's mound.
The outfield experience. And then I am expecting
when Fats Domino played, he played on the pitcher's mound.
Yeah, I'm expecting the call from Joe Girardi. And then next week, the weekend after that, while we're on vacation here at Girardi.
I've never heard of anybody playing.
That's good. I was trying to. I have an accent.
Girardi.
Joe Girardi.
For anybody here that's from Canada or New Hampshire, baseball's the one with the stick and the bat.
That's right.
Like field hockey.
2.5 miles from here. So anyway, and then the weekend after, where the Fleshtones are heading up to the Big Nickel.
Yes,
Christina.
Sudbury, Ontario.
And I heard rumor you're going to be joined by none less than Miriam Linna.
Right. We're going to be joined. She's returning to her hometown, the Nickel Capital of the World. And she's going to join us on stage.
Are you guys doing a whole tour of Canada?
No, we're just going to Sudbury, Ontario. Why would you go anywhere else, John?
There you go. Sounds to me like you have the summertime blues.
Does anybody here grab this?
No.
There, somebody grab a tambourine.
There's no tambourine in this.
All right, once again, it's been the fastest half hour.
Don't tell me that.
This is episode number 223. We're coming back in the fall. Okay, we're doing one more run.
Let's do a song, Mikey.
All right, coming up.
Johnny, you ready?
All right.
Bobby, you ready? Chris, you ready? Summer, just a chatter in a collar. Yeah, I call my baby and I try to get a date in my boss. Sometimes I wonder, what am I gonna do? Well, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mama told me, got us some money. If you want to use a car, I could ride next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work. I told my boss I was sick. Now you can't.
Oh, you going to work late?
Sometimes I wonder what I'm going to do. Cause there ain't no cure for the summertime.
take 2 weeks, I'ma have a fine vacation. Gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I rolled my car and spin it. He said, whoa, damn!
You can't vote!
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Well,
ain't no cure for the summertime.
Grass is fast, but liquor's like lightning. And once again, it's been the fastest half hour on the internet. We're going to see you guys in September.
See you in September. Or lose you to the summer sun above.
Put your Sears sucker and your white shoes away. Thanks to Dave in the booth. Thanks to everybody in Heritage Radio Land. See ya!
You'll never know how much I really love you.
Listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. For our freshest content and to hear about exclusive events, subscribe to our newsletter. Enter your email at the bottom of our website, heritageradionetwork.org. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @heritage_radio. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization driving conversations to make the world a better, fairer, more delicious place. And we couldn't do it without support from listeners like you. Want to be a part of the food world's most innovative community? Rate the shows you like, tell your friends, and please join our community by becoming a member. Just click on the beating heart at the top right of our homepage. Thanks for listening.